Hi, Agnes here. You're listening to Two Queers, Five Books, a podcast that has sprouted from the soil of another podcast, Two Queers, Four Questions. Ezra and I are moving through the annual cycle of Torah readings week by week, taking turns with each parsha, wrestling with the text, dancing with it, flirting with it, arguing. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy.
Parashat Vayera. I speak with my heart in my mouth, with my heart fallen into the pit of my stomach. Understand that while you listen to my voice. Understand that the IDF is mercilessly destroying the city of Gaza and the beautiful human beings, all those irreplaceable human shields who live there. And around the world, so many people blame not Israel, but the Jews. Things happen. You fuck around, and sometimes you find out. God doesn't make exceptions. A city full of people is full of sin, and it is utterly destroyed. No one is spared. But wait. What if there should be 50 righteous people there? Abraham asks God, with far worse than mere tears in his voice. God relents. Okay, 50. But what about 45? 30? Okay, 30. What about 20 people? 10. Okay, says God. 10. And an agreement is made. There aren't 10 righteous people. There's only your nephew and his family who, wait, you didn't realize were there. Tough luck. And so they're doomed to die with the rest of the sinners. Oh, what's that, Abraham? You wanted to go lower than 10? You want me to make an exception? Time stops. Good miracles happen too, everywhere, at the exact same time as the bad ones. Abraham and Sarah have a child, Yitzchak, Isaac, named for the laughter of bewildered joy of two people in their 90s, suddenly, miraculously, expectant parents. And things happen to the children. They find out. The slave girl, Hagar, and her teenage son, Ishmael, get sent away from the family home, Abraham tearfully handing them inadequate supplies for their journey. They go. They get lost in the wilderness. They run out of water. They know they're going to die in the wilderness. Then they meet God. Maybe this reminds you of a story that happens to the Jews later. Let me stop time again before Ishmael can die of thirst. Flash forward. Abraham has been commanded by God. Lech lecha. Bring Isaac up as a burnt offering on one of the mountains. Which one? I'll tell you later. No exceptions. A burnt offering. A burned child. Is this what it means to obey God? To kill a child? To watch Ishmael die? To cut Isaac's throat? No. No. There is a well of water. There is a well of water we have not yet seen. There is a ram just over there caught in the thicket. A messenger of God is there to redirect us, if only we can pay attention. The war, within, without, is so terrifying. The terms seem so stark. Some part of us wants justice to necessitate brutality. We want to give up listening, grab the knife, and just act. We want to just sit down and cry while our child dies of thirst. So many of us come to ask, if it is in the name of safety, how can we not bomb Gaza? If it is in the name of freedom, how can we not terrorize Israel? How can we not destroy these sinful cities full of evil, dangerous people? We are so traumatized. We stop looking for another solution. Vayifkach Elohim. Vayifkach Elohim et eneha. Vatere be'er mayim. God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. Vayisa Avraham et enav. Vayahar. Vehine ayil achar ne'echaz. Pasvach be'karnav. Abraham lifted his eyes and saw a ram off in the distance, caught in the underbrush by his horns. Some people, at some terrible times, come to believe there is no choice but to allow the deaths of children to justify them, even to cost them. Our Torah wants us to listen differently. These trials teach a different way of looking, an openness in every moment to the possibility that there will be, in fact, some way to protect the helpless from harm. I don't know what the path away from death and toward life is. Neither did Hagar or Avraham, not at first. But they were not hardened against seeing that path when it did open. And it always opens. Like them, I am ready for my eyes to be opened. Shabbat shalom.